This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, let me just do a little more room tone right here where there's no plane. Just in case Dr. Perfectionist Casey Tony needs a little more room tone. Ugh.
Congratulations on finally getting that doctorate, by the way, Casey.
Yes.
Really exciting stuff.
Guess who fucking paid for it?
The doctor was the Casey.
Aaron Keefe, welcome to the gates of heaven. I am Peter Gabriel.
Ow, sorry. Just give me 1 second. I just died. Ow. Ah. Ooh. Okay, I'm okay. Okay, what's up?
Oh, are you warming up for heaven?
Yeah, I want to impress God. I just have a feeling that he's going to ask me to sing or something. Go ahead.
Should I lead you in a warm-up?
No, it's okay. I mean, just okay. Do the speech you normally do. I just want you to have an easy day at work. Go ahead.
Did you know that you don't need Unique New York?
Ah, fun.
Yes.
Okay.
You'll find that and many more secrets we've been withholding here in heaven. But first,
I have a lot of true crime questions about who, like.
Oh, we don't listen to true crime podcasts.
Oh, fuck me. Okay.
Did you in your life? Did you?
Yeah, I thought that maybe I'd get to heaven and then I'd learn about all the unsolved true crime cases. But you know what? That's fine. That's fine.
Well, to get into heaven, we just have to ask you the one question.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do on earth that should allow you entrance to heaven?
Well, I did 150 plus episodes of a riddle podcast with two men.
And pulling the lever?
No!
Welcome, JPC. I am Beelzebub. Welcome to the gates of hell.
Are these towels for everybody?
Those towels are for everyone.
Okay, because I'm going to ruin these towels. So don't use toilet paper.
They're already ruined. They're infested with bed bugs.
Perfect. So am I. What kind of milkshakes you got down here?
We have milkshakes that are, the flavor is steak.
Okay. That's fine, as long as they're steak flavor, because I'm a vegetarian.
God damn it. JPC, I'm so sorry, I'm here too.
Okay.
Did we die at the same time? That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Are these towels for everyone?
Wait, did we? Yeah, they're for everybody. Go ahead.
Yes, they're for everyone, but they're ruined.
Hey, Knuckles, shut your mouth. Sorry, I could tell you're subconscious about your knuckles. That's why I usually pick a nickname, which is the one thing that people are, well, if you're not now, then you will be self-conscious
JPC,
about those.
Look you're at gonna those. Get kicked I'm out also of hell. Careful.
I'm also self-conscious about my tails. Is it noticeable?
It's very noticeable. Wait, we died at the same time?
Yeah.
Well, the only context that we would be together, there would be one other person that's obviously here as well.
Oh,
well, where the hell's Casey?
Well.
Where's Casey Tony?
Before you go into hell, you have to tell me why you deserve to be in hell.
Well, I never retweet my friends when they're funny.
Oh, we're getting down another slide, JPC! Oh, now we ended up back at a riddle podcast. Perfect. One layer lower than hell. I'm Aaron Keefe.
I'm Adol Refai in Purgatory.
I'm JPC, and I'm writing down the beginning of that song because I think that there's something there.
The 12 Deadly Sins of Social Media. I feel like that's a Randy Rainbow song. We are a riddle and puzzle podcast. We do lateral thinking problems. You can try and solve them along the way, and a lot of times you do, and then you message us that you're screaming at your phone. You're screaming the answer directly into your phone and
saying,
you
voice.
Dummies.
Save your voice. If you go into heaven, they might have you sing.
Two things. Save Ferris, save your voice.
One of my favorite things, literally one of my favorite things, is when someone tweets at us or someone emails us who's catching up on the backlog, and they want to like tell us about something that we maybe got slightly wrong, or even, maybe it's not even that, but maybe they're just like adding context to something that we discussed in like episode 71. I'm like, dude, I don't remember what we talked about in episode 149. There's no way I remember this.
JPC, we talked yesterday. Do you remember anything we said yesterday?
What did I say yesterday? Was I being funny? Did anyone retweet it?
Never mind.
No, but I do like someone who listens to something from a year and a half ago and is like, oh, I have to tell them about this thing. It's like, guy, I can't. I have no space. I don't know. I just don't know.
So if you're new to the show, tweet at me. Contact me. Mm-hmm. I'll know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Aaron's going to know what you're talking about. But the rest of us, we just won't.
Mm-hmm. Brain fried.
It's
because we're brain fried. Do y'all ever read How to Eat Fried Worms?
No, I never did. Did you?
I think I did.
It's more of a how-to than anything. It's a very informative book.
I feel like it's more of a kid's book than it is.
No, it's a manual. It's How to Eat Fried Worms. There's also My Teacher is an Alien, that documentary.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
The Wayside School case files.
I love Wayside School.
Oh my God. If they did Law and Order Wayside School.
Okay, somebody get my typewriter and throw it in here. I'm ready.
Ooh, a dick just got its wolf.
My sister is an elementary school teacher, and Wayside School still holds up. Kids love Wayside School, even now still.
I would give... I'm going to calm myself down. I don't want to be hyperbolic. I would pay... Let me try and think. I would pay $250.
Oh, a lot of money.
For... Up to $250, ideally cheaper, for one ticket.
That is how you start a negotiation.
That is a drunk sushi order. Careful.
that's a fantastic joke. I would pay up to $250 for one ticket to a Scholastic Book Fair, because my fondest childhood memories are getting the Scholastic newsletter, that sort of paper thin, flimsy catalog, and then receiving my book order, having that be fulfilled in class, and then also once a year when they would have the book fair, and you just walk around your local gymnasium, and you're like, all I want to do is sit down and read all these books.
That shit made me feel jazzed as hell. Yes. However, my mom was a librarian and would only give me money for like one thing, and I would be pissed, because she'd be like, I can get it for me from the library for free.
You can't get me a book about Gem Rocks and Michael Jordan at the library.
I was like, those mom, books they don't were have hyper sticker books.
Yeah.
Adel, you know what you would hear if you went to this Scholastic Book Fair now? You would hear him. That's the guy. Get him out. He shouldn't be here.
I would be trying to sell my own books, which are Here's Waldo, which I've taken the liberty of circling Waldo on every page and a giant arrow.
Adel, my man, you're missing out, because while you can't go to the Scholastic Book Fair, we have a version of that for adults. It's called the Columbia Record Club.
I participated in that. Aaron, do you even remember
that? It's called
that?
A Wine of the Month Club. No, I don't. I'm very young.
For a while, I mean, this is not pre-internet, but pre like the internet being easy to use. That was how I got my musical tastes, was like Columbia Records, where it's like, what's this Led Zeppelin I hear people talk about? I'll order their album, and then let me also dabble in like a Silk the Shocker, and then let me see what that is. So it was that was how you curated your musical tastes back in the day.
But I believe like all of the 99-cent like CDs that you could like add to your order were all mm-hmm. like not anything you'd want.
It was a lot of best ofs.
Yeah.
So you could get like best of a lot of 70s and 80s rock.
Or like bands that you've heard of from the radio that had one good song, and you're like, you could get their album and it's 99 cents, and you're like,
yeah,
I
you
guess.
Get your Eiffel 66s, uh-huh. You get your what else? Smash Mouth.
I think I got a copy of Astro Lounge from the Columbia Record Club for 99 mm-hmm. cents, and then I'm like, joke's on you guys, because this CD fucking rules.
I thought I was getting Astral Works from Van Morrison, but it was Astro Lounge, and I was like, motherfuck.
How much money is that per song if it's 99 cents?
I mean, it's a great value. CDs? But then they would also have CDs that you actually wanted for like $11.99, basically.
Oh, that's not that bad. I'm trying to remember seeing CDs at like an FYE or what were those places called?
For your information?
I feel like at like, what is God, the place, it begins with an N, and it is...
Neiman Marcus.
No, it had a really weird smell.
Nana.
It's a record place.
Aaron, I think that this may have been a local Boston head shop.
No, there's one.
It's a national chain. It's a national chain that begins with an N, and it's a record shop.
Okay, hold on. Let's see.
Okay, hold on.
Aaron has to figure this out.
I will say I grew up in I grew up in a very small town, so much so that when the first two Eminem CDs came out, I had to drive 38, 40 minutes away to pick up the Eminem CD because my local Walmart had it, but it was all, censored?
Censored, yeah.
So I had to drive 40 minutes away into like the Quad Cities or to Galesburg or Peoria to pick it up at the mall.
I forgot about that. I forgot how I've been an adult for so long that I forgot about all the fucking annoying, stupid shit that we would do to kids back then, they would censor CDs, and then it's like, if you wanted to get it at Walmart or Target, it was the clean version only. That's the only version they sold at those places. So it's like,
wanted those dirty words.
You had to go to Karma Records deal with a guy who was like, who smelled like patchouli oil from like 40 feet away. It was like, what are you into, man? Like, what's your vibe? And you're like, I just want to buy a Linkin Park album. Let me get out of here.
And then they try and turn you on to their music, and it's like, thanks, my man.
Do you want to buy a handmade drum? No. No.
I just interrupted my family's group chat. That's normally just a stream of pictures of my adorable nieces to say, what was the name of that record store in Massachusetts that had that weird smell? We used to go all the time. There's one in Faneuil Hall and maybe one that was closer to us, like Braintree. They had weird T-shirts. Someone's going to know. Who do we think it's going to be? Mitch, my mom, my dad, or either of my sisters?
Whoa. Dead
Molly.
Stop. You allow Mitch on the group text?
Yeah, he made it. Turns out when you have a kid with one of us, you make it to the group chat. He's got the goods. He's got those sweet, sweet pictures of my nieces.
When you say he made it, do you mean he created the group chat or he ascended? He made it. He's in the group chat.
I think he made it. Both.
He did. Okay, wow. Props to Mitch. Making babies, making group chats. What can't this guy make?
Yeah, I guess at some point, pictures of grandkids becomes like a currency. It's almost Disney bucks when you used to go to Disney World and you exchange real money for fake money.
I got into a fight with my sister who had my nieces, and then so I was like cut off for like a week, and I was like, Mom, give me the goods. Mom, please.
Just a taste.
Just come on.
Just an earlobe.
When we stopped buying, CDs and we moved to Napster and Kazaa, do you remember
and
using
LimeWire.
One more more than the other? And then do you also remember burning CDs for people?
I remember I used LimeWire mostly.
LimeWire, yeah, LimeWire
was my number one. And then something I did in college that's hilarious to me now is that I would buy like a 50-pack spindle of blank CDs of CDRs or whatever, and then I would ask someone like, "Can I borrow your CD collection?" And then I would just burn them for myself, which is. I mean, looking back, was very sad.
Something that I did on LimeWire specifically is if I was like, oh, yeah, I want to listen to this Styx song, I would go search for Styx, but then I would go, I used the Pirate Bay a lot as well, but I would go to Pirate Bay, and I would download the entire Styx discography, and I would have no intention of listening to the entire discography of any band, but I would always do that. I would always get the entire discography.
It was Kathleen. She came through. Newbery Comics. Yes.
Newbery Comics. Isn't that about... no, I'm thinking of Beetle Bailey.
I bet everyone from Massachusetts or New England, I think, was probably screaming that at me. Yes, it was Newbery Comics. I didn't...
That's where Colin Quinn got his start, right?
So when I asked if it was a local...
I don't remember, JPC.
Does it get much more local than starting with the town name Newbery?
All right, well, speaking of new berries, we have a new... we've never said this on the show before, but Barry
Bill
is Hader. Canonically the first name of Old Man Puzzle. We've got a new Barry Puzzles in the house, and it's Old Man Barry Puzzles, JPC. And I got some listener-submitted riddles from you, and I will give you up to $250 if you can get the answer to this question right. What year do you think these riddles are from?
1885.
I'm going to say 2018.
Okay. So, Adel, you went up to $250, depending on some other circumstances. Aaron, that was a really close guess. Now, if Adel had gone over, you would have gotten it because you were closest without going over. But he didn't. He got it right on the head. So this
one
is from...
I should have guessed because we didn't exist then.
Yeah. That's...
Yeah.
But these are listener-submitted riddles. So... listeners may have existed then.
And also, they could have submitted riddles from that time. We don't know. Mm-hmm.
We don't know. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. We don't judge. This one is from Kevin. Now, remember, back in 2018, everybody was Kevin. So is this person really named Kevin, or is this just a Kevin? Who knows? But this is from Kevin.
I would say that's one of our first bits, was everyone being Kevin and Susie.
Yeah, that was. And it was also our first peach of peach, our first piece of merch, which I think you could still get.
Yeah, one of my favorite pieces of merch.
I think it's our best seller.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when we all we put merch up in our Tee Public store for the first time. Our Tee Public rep was like so happy that they actually sent us merch. I still have that shirt. Boy, oh boy, it doesn't fit me even at all anymore. But I can't get rid of it because every time I go to like clean out, like which t-shirts should I get rid of? That one, I'm like, can I get rid of this one? Like, it's the podcast. It's the first shirt we ever, can I get rid of that? I'm not sentimental. And the answer is yes, I can get rid of it, but I just haven't yet.
Yeah, I don't want to get rid of mine. I don't think I will. I was like 26 or something when we started the show, and now I'm close to 30. So I was like, would have gotten maybe a larger size. I think I got it an extra small.
I do want to call JPC out a little bit. This doesn't pass the smell test. I'm calling bullshit. You just said that you are not sentimental. Now, last Christmas, you came down my chimney.
Violently. Okay, Adel, be more specific. He violently came down my chimney
with a pickle carved into the shape of a gun.
Sure.
Now, he put it in his mouth the whole time. He was wearing Zuba pants on his bottom.
Fair.
And
but
or fell down your chimney.
But, did I touch your Santa mantle? I left it. I left the stockings. It was the only thing I didn't take. I left your Santa mantle.
Okay,
so don't tell me I'm not
sentimental. Fair enough. I'm sorry.
JPC has like real Grinch vibes. You're like diet Grinch.
I'm sentimental.
All right, I'm ready for riddles.
Here we go. This is from Kevin.
Yes.
Question. A man was drugged and cut up by another man.
Jesus.
There were many witnesses. After this incident, many of them would go up to be would go on to cut up even more people. Why is this?
Okay, I think I might know this.
Okay.
And this is me, since I'm the oldest of the group, I'm pulling into my bag of old. I'm an old head.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say the man was drugged and cut up into is that what it was? Cut up into pieces?
Cut up by another man.
Cut up by another man.
Now, Adel, you are saying into pieces because I think that you're taking a little pitch from Papa Roach's book.
Cut this man into pieces. He was my dad one time. I'm going to say that the drugging of the man was a two-drink minimum at a comedy club, and the cutting up of this man is when a stand-up tells jokes, they a lot of times call it that they were cut up, and so this man was eviscerated by Colin Quinn at the Newbery Comics.
Dude, I love this answer, because it says there are many witnesses. After this incident, many of them would go on to cut up more people. Why is this? So in my mind, the stand-up was like, where are you from? The guy was like, St. Louis, and he's like, hey, St. Louis, how's having sex with your sister, you moron? And then everyone in the audience is like, I'm going to remember that the next time I see someone from St. Louis.
Yeah.
And then just in casual life, they're like, I'm from St. Louis. They're like, oh, really? Do you have sex with your sister, you moron?
You've mobilized an army against St. Louis.
Adel, I love that answer because it fits with that perverse scenario that we just did in my head. I love it so much that I would now like to see a scene. Adel, you are going to be doing stand-up. You're going to be a stand-up who is all crowd work. And Aaron and I and maybe are some other people are just people in the audience.
So I told my dog, either pay rent or get a job. My dog's a real shih tzu. Sorry, the index card smeared. So that was crowd work based off my index cards. Now I'm going to totally freeform.
I'm sorry. That was crowd work?
I had some pre-planned crowd work.
You weren't talking to us.
Hold on.
Those
now I'm
jokes.
Talking to you. Ma'am, where are you from?
I am from St. Louis.
Ooh. Oh, the golden. Let me see your feet. Let me piss on your feet.
What?
I got to piss on your feet because of those golden arches. No, that's McDonald's.
Hey, you know what, sir? Let's switch places. You sit down. You sit where I'm sitting. No, I got this.
Okay.
All right. And now I have the microphone. My dog's a lazy piece of shit. Excuse me, sir. Can I piss on your feet? Can I piss directly onto your feet?
Hey, this lady's got it.
Wait, they're giving me the anti-light in the back. They're telling me to keep going. What else? What else?
Holy shit, she's hilarious.
Ever do crowd work, but it's just a bunch of jokes from an index card?
Let me get that microphone to you. Oh, the microphone flew out of both her hands and into that guy's hands.
Oh, finally, someone's... Now that everyone has to hear some of Glenn's thoughts.
Do you That's guys Glenn know, Danzig, the lead singer of the Misfits.
Yes, this is my voice. Do you guys know when you're at the store shopping for your wife?
Sure.
And then you get to the checkout, and the cashier looks at you and goes, "What the hell is all this stuff?" And then you realize, you don't have a wife.
Woohoo! I love this guy. This guy's funny.
Yeah, wait, they turned off the lights. What does that mean?
Yeah, Glenn Thoughts in the Dark. Okay, here we go. Glenn Thoughts in the Dark. Okay. Do you guys know how when you're paving your driveway and your neighbor comes over and says, "Hey, man, you don't live here anymore. You gotta get the hell out of here."
Same. Woo, relatable!
So, of the three of us, we have maybe 30 years, maybe 40 years combined comedy experience. Not a single one of us knows what crowd work is.
Not, nope. I don't think any of us have ever seen stand-up.
Nope.
I certainly haven't. Okay, you're still doing this riddle. You're still trying to get the answer to this riddle.
Okay, so this is the part of the riddle that's making it hard for me to understand. It's the drugged up part.
Yeah, that would be difficult.
So can I just hear it one more time?
Oh, I think I know it.
A man was drugged up and cut up by another man. I'm sorry. A man
surgery.
Was drugged. What's that?
Surgery.
You guys are both right.
Yeah, you know when there's an audience for surgery?
Yeah,
and they go, "Curtain up." And then they go, "Good job."
It was a doctor and his students. And those students would go on to cut up many more people.
I would like to see a scene.
Ooh.
JPC, you are a surgeon. And Adel, you are like the head nurse. And JPC, you know that you have an audience. And so you're really like taking advantage of it. Like you want like even more attention.
Do you say I'm the head nurse?
No, you're the surgeon. Adel is like the head nurse. And you know there's a bunch of like med students watching you, so you're really gonna ham it up.
Okay, doctor. The students are all ready. The theater is open. Whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Nurse Jeff. And Nurse Jeff?
Yes.
Let's really sell it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's go over the top.
Okay.
Like we practiced.
Okay, gotcha.
The Firebird. I know. It's never been done before. It's never been successfully done before.
You're right. I said last time because I'm an idiot.
Because we failed.
We failed.
Yes. Nurse Jeff.
We never pulled it
off. I believe in us today. Let's do the Firebird.
Okay.
Okay?
Here we go.
Scalpel?
Scalpel. We did it. We did it.
One of you needs to go tell the patient that their family member didn't make it.
Well... Wait, that's not true. Hold on. The family member made it. They're just now a 1972 Chevy Firebird.
Hold on. What?
The keys are in the glove compartment.
What Monica said is that one of us has to go tell the patient that their family member no longer did.
Oh. Did I?
Yes, what you said, Monica.
Let me grab the keys.
Should have gotten more sleep.
Doctor, I'm turning on the patient. Oh no. Their heart won't turn over. Crazy frog. Oh no, we've went.
Wow, I don't think I've slept in several days.
40 years of comedy experience between the three of us, and we haven't done a coherent scene.
Okay, I'm sorry. You guys, this episode is bad because of me. Everyone blame me. It's
no,
me.
Aaron.
So do you guys know how like, I said that thing of like 40 years of combined comedy experience. I think that people try to use that to make it sound impressive when the actual statistic is not impressive at all. I remember I saw a magic show once and they were like, "The magicians on stage tonight have over 100 years of magic experience." And I was like,
"It was two guys?"
I was like, "Come on."
There's over...
It's like 8 38-year-old guys. And
yeah,
like, okay.
I was going to say there's like 99 magicians. One of them's been doing it for 2 years.
Yeah, I was going to say it's you just have one guy on tour with you that's 98 years old who's been a magician for 70 years just so he bumps that average way, 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 way up.
Can I tell you something hilarious and very sweet that my old roommate did? So I dated a magician and my...
Haven't we all?
Yeah, and my roommate just really did not like him. And so she...
for someone else's birthday ended up at a magic show that he was doing. And she volunteered to go on stage and was like, she didn't do anything too crazy, but she was like, hello. And apparently he looked very spooked. But I was like, that is bold. I did not ask you to do that, but that's kind of fun and cool.
Did he pick you up by putting a kerchief over his hand and then lifting it up? And he said,
no, actually,
is this my number? Well, hold on, Aaron.
Go ahead.
I'm in the middle of asking you.
Go ahead.
No, what did you have to say?
No, go ahead. No, it's really good. Go ahead. Go ahead.
What I was going to say, I know is not real.
No, go ahead.
Did he put a kerchief over his hand and then remove the kerchief and say, is this my number? And then hand you the card?
I wish. That would have been very impressive to me. I was actually a dove originally, and then he turned me into a human woman.
Can I tell you guys something very, very embarrassing that happened to me?
Yes.
It's magic show related. I guess it's not very embarrassing, but I felt like it almost was very bad. I was coaching an improv team at IO, a Herald team, and Herald teams would get rotated into different slots, and my team got rotated into opening for a magic show. And so which is weird, but there was like a magic show that had booked the space or something on like a Friday night, and my team was opening for them. So I'm in the audience. I'm sorry. It was like a magic act that was interspersed between Herald teams. It was very weird. But I'm in the audience to give notes to my team, and the magician's on stage trying to, and there's like, it's pretty empty in there. There's maybe like 10, 15 people in there. So it's not a good, big crowd. And the magician's on stage and he needs to bring someone up for a trick. And he's like, he's like dying up there. No one is coming up for the trick. And he's like trying to just get anyone up, and everyone's just like looking down like they don't want anything.
Oh,
so
no.
Finally, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll volunteer. I'll volunteer just to keep the fucking energy in the show.
Sure.
So I go up and I start doing this trick, and this trick is like cutting into an orange and pulling out my card. And he's like, is it, and whatever. He goes, is this your card? And I'm like, no, it's not my card. And he's like, really? This is not your card? And I was like, no, it's not my card. And he's like, well, okay. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. Like, thank you so much, and sit down. And so my team goes up, and they're doing notes, or they do the show, and then we go do notes, and then I give them notes or whatever, and they all go back in to like watch to support. But I'm like, I gotta go. I'm gonna go downstairs. So I go downstairs and I'm about to leave. Like I'm about to already done notes. I'm about to like walk out, and I run into somebody, and he's like, what show are you doing here? I don't even remember who I'm talking to. And I tell them I'm upstairs doing this magic show, and I'm telling them my team did this, and I'm telling them about the show, and I'm like, oh, but the magician's like not very good, and he like had me over to do this trick, and it was, I cut the orange, and it was like the wrong card in there, and I was like, I don't think that's ever happened to me at a magic show. And he was like, oh, but like, how did the end go? And I was like, what? And he's like, that's his closer. Like, he does that wrong on purpose to bring you back up at the very end of the show to reveal the right card. Like, that's his whole, that's his big finisher.
No.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So I race back upstairs, race back into the back of the room. And he's like, is he still here? Is the guy, and he's like asking for me as I race back up there. And I'm like, I'm here. And he's like, oh yeah, like I wanted, and then he finishes the trick. And the trick is actually pretty cool. He has like a juicer and he's like juicing a ton of oranges. And then he gets my card out of the juice. But it was like the luckiest thing ever that I ran into someone who was like, yeah, he needs you to finish the trick.
You don't remember who that was, because that was God.
Wild.
God, that was an angel.
I was mortified because my friend had told me that's how the whole show finishes and it would actually be a good finisher. Otherwise, everyone would have left being like, that magician guy kind of sucks. Like, he did the trick wrong, and like, it was a low energy, bad night, and there was no one there. And I was like, oh my God.
I love picking an audience volunteer for a trick that you need them in the audience the whole time for, and they're just like, you know what, I gotta go. Like,
I can't do this.
Someone has to pee. Oh my God.
It's the one person who was never intending to stay for this whole show.
That was the scariest story I've ever heard.
That was spooky.
How does that compare to some of the horror movies you've watched?
right up there.
Aaron, and by the way, I was watching Aaron while I was telling that story, and she was so stressed out the whole time.
That was scarier than the invitation. The one thing I always tell people whenever I do like a workshop, if I'm touring or something, is I always start it, because people get intimidated where they're like, oh, there's people in this workshop who have been doing improv for 20 years. And I make sure and say, like, improv is one of the things where your years don't carry with you. Nope. I remember seeing people who their first day in class were like genius, like way funnier than me, than I'll ever be. And then there's also people who are like legendary performers who would take a workshop or do improv. And it's just like, this is one of the worst things I've ever seen. So just know that in improv, your years do not carry with you.
Even which is both a good thing and a bad thing.
Or the day before does not carry with yeah. you. You could be so funny for a week and then you won't be funny again for 11 months. And that's how the cookie crumbles.
And then you'll be funny on Christmas Day. Yeah. I believe that's how that
works out.
Yeah. Okay, here we got one more before we can go to break.
Yes,
I think this one is from Leo. How many times can you subtract 3 from 38?
Once, because then it becomes 35.
Yep.
Boo!
Woo!
Adel, you got it. And Aaron, you're... Assent or agreement with Adel also got it.
Yay!
You are absolutely correct. Only once. After that, you're subtracting 3 from 35.
I want to
see
this.
This is a riddle,
I'm Adel's
not
hype
a math
man.
Question.
Aaron, scream the year.
It's 2018.
No.
Well, yeah, that riddle was from 2018, so Aaron technically got it.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are a genie. Okay. And Aaron, you have uncovered and accidentally rubbed this, lamp,
mm-hmm.
and the genie has come out, and this genie will grant you any wish as long as it involves, subtracting 3 of something, for you.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Ooh, sorry. I'm sorry. I just sat on.
Ooh, ha, bee, ha, ooh, ha, ooh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's genie time.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. I sat on your little house.
It's okay. It was that. Actually, not a little house, a prison. It was a prison.
Oh.
Been trapped in there for, what year is it?
Oh, it's 2018.
Been trapped in there for, well, I guess it was 2018 when I went in. So, however, what month is it?
September.
September. So maybe a couple of hours, I guess.
Oh, well,
not
okay,
long, but I'm free.
I'm
Thank
a great,
you so much.
I'm a really good person, so definitely my third wish is that you can be free. But for my first wish, I really want...
Hold on. There are rules, young miss. I'm a genie. First of all, I wish I could give you 3 wishes. I can only give you one. Kind of a discount, genie. Don't me.
No, but
I can give you none.
I have to like set you free for mine.
I can give you none.
Okay, fine. I'll take one.
So I can give you one wish, but whatever you wish for, I have to subtract 3 from it.
Okay, so if I wished I could find love, how
okay,
would that
so
work?
This is an if I wished?
Yeah,
I can do these all day.
Okay, if I
ooh,
wished I could...
If I wished I...
Young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I hours ago rubbed the lamp and talked to the genie. Whatever you do, don't wish for 3 more wishes.
Oh, because then you get 0 wishes.
I got 0, and then I aged rapidly.
Hey, come on, man. He was that old when I found him.
What if I asked for 100 wishes, and then I got 97?
Oh, this is another if I wish situation.
Do you have to also be in a musical? You don't it didn't seem like maybe you had to.
Every genie gets their own personality, and this is mine, even though it's not for everyone. Hoo-ha, dibba-da-doo-doo.
All right.
No. There are other rules. You can't wish for me to physically harm anyone.
Okay.
You can't wish for extra wishes.
I think I know what I want.
You can't wish for Jimmy John's to do their sandwiches differently. They have a system
what?
There, and that's how they have to
okay,
do
fine.
It.
Okay, fine. I'll think of another one. Let's see. If I can't have Jimmy John's, just change it up a little.
Not even a little.
I would like to pay for the smells. It feels a little unfair that I have. I don't deserve all these free smells.
Ooh.
Okay,
now,
I know
wish,
what I want. I want
okay,
triplets.
Oh, okay. Okay, she wants triplets. So, I have to subtract 3, which means she knew that. Which means she doesn't want to have kids.
Disposable income forever, baby! I get to travel, I get to have fun, I am not overpopulating the world.
And as for me, back into my prison. But since we are here at Fort Myers Beach, someone will be along in minutes to let me out.
Same. Same. Outstanding. I love each genie has its own personality, and it's not for everyone. I used to work at Jimmy John's. It was a very nice place to work.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I worked there in college for about a year. That was when I had a convertible, a Chrysler LeBaron, and I was a delivery boy for Jimmy John's. And that's when someone T-boned my convertible, absolutely totaled it, and kept apologizing to me, and I was so like apathetic about it because I didn't want to get angry or anything, that when the police arrived, they told me that I had crashed into them because they were like, oh, this guy's a fucking pushover. But due to the nature of the impact, the officer was like, clearly you were T-boned. but I recently went to Jimmy John's. There's one right near my current house, and I tried to get my favorite thing is to get the Gino, which is like the Italian sub. But to get turkey with all the Italian sub toppings. So I went into this Jimmy John's and I go, can I get a number two, which is the Gino? I'm sorry. I said, can I get the number four, which is the turkey Tom? But instead of the toppings, can I get the toppings from the number two, the Gino? And they go, no, we can't do that. And I go, oh, I just want a turkey sub, but with the onions and hot peppers and oils and everything from the Italian. And they go, sir, I'm sorry, we can't do that. And I said, really? Like, you can't? Like, I used to work at Jimmy John's. We do that all the time. Like, what can I? And they're like, I mean, if you want to do a number two and swap out the Italian meats for turkey, we could do that. And I go, yeah. I even said it like that, where I go, I don't usually get frustrated or am mean, but I just went, yeah. Like, well, what do you? That's what I'm asking for.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Adel, as someone who worked at Jimmy John's, let me ask you this, because this has been driving me fucking crazy. Because we got Jimmy John's the other week and went to the lake.
Mm-hmm.
At Ricky Jimmy Lake. John's, do they cut the sandwiches in half?
You cut it. It's like you
like
cut
at
it
Subway. Like if they're cutting like a foot long, do you do like a cut in the middle?
Like in half, so you have two halves. Or you're saying
okay. in half, so you have two halves.
No, you don't.
I always thought that you didn't because I never had a Jimmy John's sandwich that was cut in half. And then we got Jimmy John's, and Mariah was like, and she gave it to me and it was cut in half. I was like, isn't this weird? It's cut in half.
Never
she goes,
cut in half.
That's no, they're always cut in half.
Subway shtick.
No. I know.
My Jimmy John's never cut in half, but we did. You like cut open the bread and then scoop it out. So I think Subway, you just cut in half and it goes how it goes. But Jimmy John's, you like scoop out the middle.
I thought it was like the most like Mandela effect thing where I was like, no, certainly this is not the case. I've eaten at Jimmy John's before. I've lived an entire life.
But it might be per worker.
Then someone else told me, they were like, yeah, sometimes they cut them in half. And I'm like, I've never had that happen to me.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like you've only gotten green lights your whole life.
And speaking of that, it's time for a big red light as we take a little commercial break. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion, and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or, yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah, people can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course,
you know
no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's. Our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year, and now it's thousands.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to.
She's
be
in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it.
It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
Ooh, back for some riddles. Ooh, back for some more.
I wish for more riddles.
Well, your wish is mine. Come here.
Hey, riddle.
We have about 20 episodes left.
I think about how much fun Robin Williams must have had just doing that, the genie voice. It's like... You're not in the movie. You're just in a soundstage, like in some, like it, basically doing what we're doing and just getting on a mic and going, ooh, ooh, ah, la da dee dee. Just doing big rails of cocaine. Okay, so this one is from, you know, they don't say that I can say their name, so I'll just say Robin. That could be made up. This one says, love Hilla from the Magic Tavern, and Momo was one of my favorite guests. So very happy to have just burned through those and learned about Hey Riddle Riddle. Love Magic Tavern, Momo was a favorite guest. I guess fuck me then for that, then, huh? Couldn't mention one thing that I've done. I've done three things, so that's a lot.
And I know the hosts.
Okay, they say, I have a pretty good one for you. When does, speaking of stoplights, when does red mean go and green mean stop?
When does red mean go?
A watermelon.
When your eyes are in...
You've done it before.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
When you are eating a watermelon.
Or when your eyes are put in backwards.
Yes, it's when your eyes are put in backwards. Let's see a little scene. Oh, Adel, no. You're coming home to your family. I'll be your son. Aaron will be your daughter. And your eyes have just been put in backwards.
Hey, Dad, home, I'm honey. A little help with a...
Home, I'm honey. Well, if it isn't my two wives...
What?
When I left for surgery, I only had one wife. Did you multiply? Sorry,
Dad,
did you subtract?
Dad, how did LASIK go?
Dad, how was the LASIK?
Dad?
It went very bad.
Oh, it went bad? Wait, are you okay?
I'm terrible. Thanks for not asking.
Dad, hey, can you take those big Ray-Bans off?
Hold on. You keep calling me Dad. I'm not Dad. I'm Dad.
Dad, is this like the time when you tried to do a front flip on the neighbor's trampoline and your head hit your knees and we took you to the hospital and you said everything weird for 2 weeks and you weren't allowed to sleep laying down and we had to spray you with a water bottle?
Yeah, you had to spray me with a water bottle because I got turned into a 1973 Firebird.
Yeah.
Dad, is this like the time that we were at the grocery store and you said, I have a hankering from some root beer, and then you tried to grab root beer off the bottom of the pyramid and all the root beer crashed out at you and your head hit your knees?
Come here, Let me explain something to you. All root beer is Dad's root beer. All root beer is Dad's root beer.
Okay, sir, okay.
Dad, is this like the time when you tried to impress all the other dads in the neighborhood when you were grilling and then you tried to flip the little burger up and you flipped it right into your face and it burned you and then you didn't know what was happening for a while?
Not only did that burger burn me, but also my genitals had fallen out of my zipper and landed on the grill and I was so burned in the face I didn't feel my genitals burning.
Dad, is this like the time that we were at that PTA meeting and you stood up and loudly announced, hey, I bet I could suck my own knees, and then your head hit your knees and you talked weird for 2 weeks?
Yeah, okay, Dad, is this like the time when you dropped me off at the movie with my friends and then you said, I bet I can do a somersault by putting my head between my knees and then you hit your own knees and then we didn't get to go to the movie because me and my friends had to carry you to the hospital?
Listen, this is like a lot of times where Dad did front flips and also did something involving
Dad,
his knees.
Dad, is this like the time when you said dads can slip and slide too, but instead of slip and sliding, you hit your head really hard on your knees?
I slip and slided into another woman, and your
Dad,
mom was furious. Yes.
Is this like the time when you challenged your ass to a race and you said the knees could be the judge, and then you slammed your head into your knees, and then we had to carry you to the hospital?
Is this, yes. Dad, is this like the time when you're trying to record my school play, but instead of recording my school play, you hit your head really hard against your knees?
Dad, is this like the time that you were on the local news stomping grapes, and as soon as you got up on top of the grapes, you fell through the grapes, and then your head hit your knees, and you had to talk funny for 2 weeks, we had to take you to the hospital?
Scene. I love
you didn't want to keep doing
that? You didn't want to keep doing that?
I love how it devolved from like me speaking in opposites to just like, is this like that time? Dad, is
well,
this like that time?
We're having fun. And that.
Oh, yeah. No, that was incredible.
I did like try to think of situations where your head would hit your knees. And there was only one of them, and Aaron got it. It was trampoline, and everything else was just bullshit. Okay. Next riddle. You guys ready? This is also from 2018.
Woo.
This one's from Kaiser. Kaiser writes, a man and a woman are celebrating their anniversary. After exchanging gifts, they both go to work. By the end of the day, the wife is dead and the husband is charged with manslaughter. Why did this happen?
The gift he gave her was the gift of a slow death.
Ah, that's the gift that we grant all of our loved ones.
He gave her something she was allergic to.
Aaron, that's a great
that's
guess.
That's great.
That's a great guess. Technically, not the right answer.
He gave her a poison cupcake.
Okay, that's a really good, like, the poison is a good guess as well, but this has nothing to do with poison.
He gave her tickets to go see Poison. Every rose has its thorn.
What if I had said this had nothing to do with Poison, but the answer was that she had received tickets to go see Poison? Pretty clever.
What I want to hear. Say what I want to say.
Can I get a hint and then I'll figure it out.
can I get a hint and I'll figure it out? Does it involve the gift he gave her?
Yes. And Kaiser has included 5 hints. So Aaron, you can get a hint if you want one.
Ah!
They work in the same place. That is hint number 1. They work in the same place.
Was it something where the gift he gave her was set off by something at work he does? Where it's like, if they work at like the dog training factory, like maybe he put tiny chunks of steak in her gift and then he opened the dogs and they all attacked her?
Yeah, he gave her a magnet. She got stuck to a machine.
Now we're just describing all the deaths at the top of 6 feet Under.
They train dogs at a factory?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
No, they train dog trainers at a factory, moron. Yeah.
They assemble dog trainers at a factory.
It's like, you know those that video footage of Crayola crayons getting made? It's that, but they're just assembling dog trainers.
I don't know if this is the abbreviation for when things sound very pleasing to you, like people use it to go to sleep.
ASMR?
ASMR. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Mm-hmm. Is this ASMR, like, is it ASMR to watch, like, microprocessors or something being, constructed by a machine in a factory? Because that is so soothing to me.
Yeah,
I think that is so soothing.
I think you're just horny for technology.
No, I mean, I just kind of want to...
Well, it has nothing to do with the sound.
I totally
right?
agree. I love watching those factory videos.
It's not the sound. It's like the machines putting together like intricate little
satisfying.
Pieces.
Do you remember the show How It's Made or How Is This Made or How like
no.
it was just like probably 3 different things per episode. It would just show you footage of
it
being
PBS
made in a factory. No, I think what was Cash Cab on? it was
this,
on
this could be
Cash
a question
Cab
on Cash Cab, but I'd have to get out.
This might be a question for the family group chat.
I do think as someone who, because I tend to be pretty disorganized in life and in my my ownership of items and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But it is very satisfying for me to see like a routine that's done precisely, where it's like there's a completion and it's all very in sync and it's like a beautiful ballet of like things going in the right place, like everything in its right place.
I watched one of like an ice cream bar, like on a popsicle stick being made in a factory. And this was not something I sought out. This was like something that was on Twitter. And it was just so soothing to watch, like,
gorgeous,
the stick and then a plop of ice cream and then the chocolate and then the thing. And it's just like, oh my God, like, that's how they do that. That's wild. It's
literally anything see a scene that's super colorful, though, you guys, like crayons and mm-hmm. candy oh, yeah. and that shit. Look it up.
Look it up, people. I want to see somebody made a guitar out of colored pencils, like gluing together colored pencils and then like shaving it down. It's kind of incredible.
Oh, I'd watch that.
Watch that video. I want to see a scene. JPC, you are at a factory. Aaron, you are the sort of factory floor manager, and also kind of you'll give a guided tour, whatever that might be. And JPC, you are a little too into the process.
Thank you again for agreeing to do the private tour. I know these are usually big group things, but...
Yeah, no problem. Just keep your hard hat on and have fun. Have fun. Make sure you don't touch anything.
Okay. I can't touch anything?
Nope. Sort of okay. Standard practice. We just don't want to have an accident.
Perfect.
Days out from our last accident.
Perfect. I'll just keep my hands in my pockets then.
Awesome.
Is that okay?
Great.
Okay.
Well... Yeah, no, that's fine. All right,
fine.
So to your left, this is where the process.
You can check the pockets. You can check the pockets if you need to.
Oh,
I'll keep them in my pockets. I'll keep them in my pockets.
It's me, the angel on your shoulder. Please don't let him put his hands in his pockets. Please.
It's me, the other angel. We're both very scared and stressed.
No, that's the devil.
No,
she's
that's
playing
the
a trick
devil.
On you. Come on.
Oh, come on.
She's just mirroring.
I'm not.
Come on.
I'm the angel and you're the devil. You're trying to trick. Come on.
Come on.
Come on, don't
again,
do this.
Again, you can check the pockets if you want to. Otherwise, hands going in them and we can start the tour.
Come on, man. I'm the angel.
Don't let him put his hands in his pockets.
Don't let him put his hands in his pockets.
Okay, we're in agreement.
Fine, we're in agreement.
Okay.
Okay,
put your hand in your pocket.
You're just kind of glassy-eyed right now, staring
what?
Off into space.
One of us said put your hands in the pocket.
I said don't. Don't put the hands in the pocket.
Oh, I think you said do it.
Should I call for help, or can I get you some help?
Sir, it feels like you're hearing two people talking.
Where did
your
you
shoulders.
Go?
I've been right here the whole time. You sort of spaced out and started listening to the angels and...
I'm sorry, the what?
What?
Look... Can I be honest with you? I'm just a pervert who cut little holes in his pockets, and I was planning on doing my pervert thing here at the factory today. Nobody gets hurt.
I'm just a pervert. Why do you think I work here?
Whoosh. I am the genie of your penis. You have rubbed me out.
Yep, I'm just kidding. Okay, we have... Yep, I got word that we're canceled, guys.
The whole factory?
No,
shut
the show.
It down.
The Hey Riddle Riddle is gone. It's done now. Yeah, okay. No, we get it. We understand. Can we just hang out for another, like, 10 minutes, 20 minutes? Thanks.
Thank you.
Come on. It was inevitable that the genie of the penis was going to show up somewhere in this episode.
You know how... That's why everyone masturbates, because you're trying to get to the genie.
Are you guys ready for hint number two?
Yes.
Yes.
The gift plays a part in her death.
We knew that.
No, we
Keep
knew
going.
That. Okay.
All right, you guys being really uppity with these hints for people that don't know the answer to this riddle. Okay, I'll give you another hint then.
Yes.
The gift was an article of clothing.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, it had a hood or a cape, and she got sucked into something.
Oh, no.
He gave her baggy jeans. She wore them to work, and she got fucking burned.
She slipped.
You need to know what their profession is in order for this thing to make sense. But I think... Technically, now that you're... these are all things that could plausibly be the answer, but it's not the answer that Kaiser chose when they wrote this riddle.
So they are like Law and Order type detectives. He gave her a sweater from the crime scene, and she wore it to work, and they all were like, she did it.
Kill her? No, that's a guess, Adel, but it's not
is
the
necklace?
Correct guess. Aaron, it's not a necklace. Oh yeah, maybe if you guys can. I'll give you what, Adel? Yes, it was shoes.
Oh.
Oh.
High heels.
Gift for shoes.
She got stuck.
Aaron, the gift was high heels.
Adel, this is so much fun. Adel, we're doing it.
We're doing it.
One bit at a time.
Okay.
Adel.
Okay. 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 Aaron.
Hit four. The death was an accident.
Okay. High heels. They work at the great company.
But he got charged.
He got charged.
He got charged.
high heels.
They work at the great company.
They don't work at the great company. I would say that this isn't even a great company to work for. Not even a company, really. Just like a...
Okay.
This is
she
like...
Get stuck in the grass.
If you're writing a riddle, this is a job that we would think like does not exist. But if you're writing a riddle, this is a job that is like the primary subject
podcaster.
Of riddles.
Podcaster.
No.
Okay, primary subject of riddles.
Yeah, like a lot of riddles happen here because of all the improbable ways that people could perish.
Prison?
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah. Yes. Circus.
Oh, tightrope walker.
She's not a tightrope walker. Not tightrope. What are some other things? High heels. Remember, high heels are the reason that she died.
Oh, she got stabbed by her own
yes.
high heels.
Yes. No.
Oh,
not by
yes.
Her own
yes.
Heels.
I got it. Adel? So she was the person. So that there's the husband would throw the knives to get like an apple off her head or a target, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and since she was a few inches higher. His not timing was off, but his projection was off, and he threw a knife in her head.
Yep.
So yep. He didn't mean to.
He didn't know she was going to wear the shoes, but also, I mean, if you're exchanging gifts and you're a knife thrower and a professional knife head catcher, I guess.
I'd like to see a scene.
We should know about the height difference here, people. Thank you, Kaiser.
I would like to see a scene. Yes. I am going to be a knife thrower, and I'm like a little under the weather today, and I'm trying to get one of you to volunteer to be the one that I throw knives at.
Sure.
Achoo!
Oh, bless,
no.
Bless you.
No.
No, I'm sorry. No, I just have like the smallest bit of vertigo, and I'm just like, I'm going to feel better
Beth,
in like 2 minutes. What's up?
Beth, no. Go home.
No.
You cannot throw knives today.
I can't. Watch. Look, am I doing it right now?
No, you're not.
Oh.
You're just standing there.
But
you're
I
drooling
will be.
A little.
I will be. Come on, guys. You're my best friends. I've volunteered for your shit like time and time again.
Every time that I've volunteered, even when you're not sick, you tend to like catch me in the shoulder. One time you caught me in the throat, gave me a tracheotomy accidentally.
What? Me?
Yes.
Matthew,
yes.
Why would I do that to you? You're one of my closest friends.
Beth, it's a completely different thing because when we volunteer for your thing, we have knives getting thrown at us. When I have you fill in for my thing, you're literally just putting on the lion costume and kind of walking around. It's not
yeah,
the same.
But I
there's
tried.
No risk.
It's
there's
still
no
work,
risk.
Though. I'm
it's
still
not
putting
the same.
Myself out there. It's a little embarrassing to be walking around in a lion costume.
I,
come
Beth,
on.
The
one
not
going
to happen.
The one time you helped me out, you got in the car with the rest of us. All of us got out of the car, and you just stayed in the car.
Yeah, well, that's because I had business. I had the fart.
So it looked like, come on.
What?
It looked like you it farted is- during it. It looked like only 59 came out of the car, not 60. And the whole thing is 60 clowns.
I'm sorry. And
Beth, you don't fart in someone else's car. Come on.
I'm not going to fart in my car.
Don't fart in any car.
Okay.
Stop farting in cars. Around.
No, this is all about my perfect aim. Come on. You're going to look like a hero.
Okay. Beth, why don't you do a test throw? Let's see if you can hit this can. I'll put this can over here. Do a test throw. If you can do it without sneezing or coughing or whatever.
Put it on top of that mannequin. Here we go.
Okay. And... Oh my god, I got you right in the forehead.
Oh, my forehead. Oh man.
I'm
well,
sorry.
You're lucky I was wearing my lion tamed crown because lions often attack the forehead.
Okay,
the
let me try
of the
again. And
the source of the control.
Well, I'm going to throw this one like a shot put. Ready?
No! Don't do that.
Boom!
Oh, right in my toes is what I would say if I wasn't wearing a size 38.
Mm hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
So see, I aimed for both of those things.
Huh. I don't know, if Beth, as far as you proving that you can do it goes, you missing both of those shots doesn't really instill a lot of confidence.
Okay, fine. I'll just swallow swords today.
Beth,
but
that's how you got the
swollen?
Cold.
Yeah, they don't clean the swords in between uses.
Aww.
They should.
Isn't that sad? Isn't that sad that they actually literally don't
they
clean
literally
the swords?
Don't.
They
make
literally
my way
don't.
Downtown, I'm swallowing swords.
I'm ready.
Oh, okay. Well,
and swords. And I'm sick from swallowing all these swords that didn't get cleaned. Sorry.
Is there anything Vanessa Carlton can't do? No, I'm assuming that was Adel's way of telling me that he's ready for another riddle as well.
Dad, is this like the time when you were on a piano that was traveling through a city and you were playing 1,000 miles and you fell off, your head hit your knees?
And I need you.
Getting injured doing that.
Motherfucker.
Ah. My knees were under the keyboard. How did I hit myself in the head?
Okay. This one is from Bradley.
Ooh.
Bradley says,
Ooh. Cooper.
Bradley Cooper says, let me just get one more look at you. Bradley Cooper says, I grew up playing Professor Layton games on the Game Boy DS while also having the most bomb British accent. It also gave me a love of riddles and subsequently puzzles. Here's one of my favorites. So I believe this is from the Professor Layton games. Did you guys ever play the Professor Layton games?
I adore those games.
I didn't.
I played the first two. But that would have been years and years and years ago. So I've forgotten anything from those games. But those games are spectacular.
What's their whole deal, Adam?
So it's like you are a young boy. It's almost like Back to the Future. You're a young boy with like this older professor, Professor Layton, and you kind of walk around a town and there's like little mysteries to solve. So there's, I can't remember, like 1,000 riddles or something, and they're all different types, but you just basically walk around and there's a story that weaves it all together and you're just solving little riddles here and there.
That sounds good.
So fun. So fun.
Well, this is basically that because it's a riddle from that. So imagine, let's say for sake of argument, Aaron, you're the little boy. Adel, you're the old creepy man or whatever, the pervert, whatever you were saying.
We're switching. We're switching. Adel, I want to switch, please.
Here he goes.
Get to be the pervert. Come on, guys, please.
All right, Aaron, you can be the pervert this time. But if you want to be the pervert, then we get to spin the Wheel of Perversion.
All right,
Are you ready to see what kind of pervert you're going to be?
Like that the lights change and If You Want to Be a Pervert starts playing.
I do too. Okay, here we go. Casey, let's get this spinning sound effect ready. And here we go.
Ooh, come on, horses. Come on, horses.
Perversion.
Come on, what's my perversion?
Okay.
Oh, mashed potatoes.
We see horses.
Oh.
We see food. We see feet.
I'm so excited.
We see. Ooh, Aaron, you're the first one to ever get this one. Fishing bait.
Woo!
You are a fishing bait pervert. Okay.
That's just a worm pervert. That's in my wheelhouse. Let's do this.
Okay. I probably won't come up in solving this riddle, but Adel, you're a little boy. Aaron, you're a worm pervert. An astronaut visits a planet and finds a new species of creature. 340 have spots.
Is it a worm?
Okay. That's good type acting or play acting of what a worm pervert would say. 5 points on the board. Remember, you can exchange those points for pervert coins, which will help you in the execution round.
I will say, in Professor Layton, there was always, if you clicked your stylus around, there's always hidden coins.
Oh, really?
And you could use the coins to get like hints and stuff.
Oh, wow. Ooh, okay.
So, Aaron, you stumbled into reality.
You can use those coins to get a hint. 340 have spots. 270 display female attributes. And 150 display both male and female attributes. 340 have spots, 270 female attributes, 150 both male and female attributes. How many aliens are on the planet? Dun, 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 dun,
sorry, so you dun, said 340 dun, dun. Display spots, and spots are, what are spots again?
I imagine they're leopard spots? Wait, which has spots, leopards or cheetahs? Whatever, they're spots. They're like polka dots, basically.
Tigers. So, but we don't know what spots indicate.
An astronaut visits the planet and finds a new species of creature. 340 have spots, 270 display female attributes, and 150 display both male and female attributes. How many aliens are in the planet?
Oh, okay.
So, it's not saying that there's like 340 total, and it's also not saying. The ones that the 270 that display female attributes are different from the 150 that display both male and female attributes.
Oh, I know the answer. I forgot that I hate some of these riddles. I forgot that Professor Layton has a lot of math in it.
Yeah, Professor Layton. Professor Math Layton. I believe that math is his surname. No, not surname. First name.
Adel, do you know it?
No, I feel like I have to stop talking and actually do some math here.
I'm so sorry, Adel.
Aaron,
you didn't deserve this.
Do you have to do math as
you
well?
You just didn't deserve this, Betty.
Thank you.
I'm really sorry.
I have to do some bed math and beyond.
I will say that the counting that you have to do for this is pretty basic. I don't think you're going to have to do like hard math.
Don't call me basic.
420.
Oh, is it 420?
Nice. Aaron, no. Smoke them if you got them. But of course we don't. This is a podcast for children. Professor Layton, old worm pervert and little boy in a town full of coins.
Okay, I'll do the math, but tell me why.
Is it 400?
It is not 400.
Okay, then I give up. I don't
care. Okay. So I will say this. The answer, I give up, I don't care.
I wish that that's what I could say in every math class I've ever been in.
The only,
is it 400? Whatever.
The only reason to ever learn math is if you are going to teach math. I am firm, I am staunch in my beliefs that is the only reason to learn math.
So
is it 400? Whatever, I don't care.
With this riddle, Bradley, you and I teamed up and we got him, okay? We definitely got him. Because the answer to this riddle, guys, I will say, there's two sentences in this riddle. All the information that you need is in the first sentence. First sentence is, an astronaut visits a planet and finds a new species of creature. 340 of spots, 270 display female, 150 both male and female. How many aliens are on the planet?
Oh, one. One species.
Because the astronaut is the alien.
No, the astronaut is the same species as the creatures he discovers.
I want to see a scene.
The astronaut is the only alien because it ain't his planet.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, do you want to be astronaut or alien?
Astronaut.
Okay, so Aaron is an astronaut. You have traveled to a new planet. It's like Jupiter 2. JPC, you are the sort of native life form on Jupiter 2.
Okay.
And you have come out to meet this astronaut. And the two of you are kind of bickering over who is the actual alien here.
That's one small lady step for ladies and one giant leap for me. God, I should have practiced. I'm so glad this isn't being filmed.
Who are you? And what are you doing here on my whole planet?
Wow, this is my first alien. What an honor.
My first alien. Hey,
my feet are little mice in there. Doing little you think mice. I'm an alien?
Well, you certainly smell like one.
Alien says what?
Excuse me.
That's something an alien wouldn't say. All right, let's see.
What's this? What's this that you came on? Is this your alien ship?
That was mean. What's that on your? What's that right there on like your right? There, on your chest. What is that?
I have a herpes outbreak.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's okay. Yeah.
Well, is it?
Because yeah,
you pointed
okay.
it out. Okay.
No, I'm just saying you're the alien.
Anyway, enjoy the planet. I'm going to be in my cave.
Hey, man, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to make you feel self-conscious.
It's just the one thing on my body that I feel self-conscious about.
No, I wasn't even pointing to anything. I just was going to do that thing where I like flick my finger up at your... Is that a nose? That might not be a nose.
That's a herpes outbreak.
Oh, where is everything?
It's pretty much all over.
Okay, but where are your, where's your butt? And like, where are your ears?
First of all, I'm flattered that you ask, but it's not going to happen because I'm kind of dealing with my own thing right now. So it's, and plus I don't even know if our species are compatible. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Alien says what?
What? Damn it.
Scene. All that we're saying is herpes a chance.
Just a chance. All right, Aaron and Adel, you did a commendable job and you both become official perverts.
Yay! So
now
Adel,
your names...
Adel, pin this, let Adel spin the pervert wheel.
Your names are both going on the wheel now, so that's future options for other enterprising young adventurers to become perverts. Adel, go ahead and spin that wheel.
Yay! Go, Adel!
Oh, I fell underneath it.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, wait. Don't stop it. I think I like this. I think this is my thing.
It's still going, and it's landing on... Ooh, Adel, today you get to be a plugs pervert. Do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Ooh. I got nothing.
Okay, Aaron, play to you.
I got nothing. JBC,
as the host, bring us on home with a plug.
I'm just going to go ahead and plug that Patreon, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. You can find more like what you heard in the last maybe 7 minutes of this episode over there. And Aaron, it's time, as it is at the end of every pervert show, to go back to our home planets. And where is the home planet that you're donating all of your pervert charity coins to this episode?
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Bye.
Wow. Our shortest plug save ever.
Starring Aaron Keegan and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emory Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
I never really did finish my doctorate in procrastination, but one day, maybe, I don't know. We'll see.
You can get there.
Aaron, I'm going to ask you this one time. Mm. Did you take that from a book of jokes?
No, but didn't it kind of sound like that was from a book of jokes? You guys, I've changed. I used to be young and cool, and now I sound like I'm from a book of jokes.
Wow. That's a cool insult to someone. You sound like you're from a book of jokes.
That an old man wrote.
Hey there, Buttons and Knobs. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's more public access TV. You can listen to all that plus our entire back catalog by going to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.